Okay, reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, I think 22, text 82. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prabhu Mukhe Mantra Pai Sabada Ulas Dandavat Kari Shabha Chali Nijavas. Having received mantra, from the mouth of the Lord, they all became jubilant. After offering obeisances, they returned to their specific homes. Omigana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from upstate New York. When did I shifted here on Monday, so this is the first Sunday class. So the reason why I'm starting a little bit late, I do get up early, and I got up early today, and still a little bit not 100% of what I could be in health wise. I knew I had to take a nap before the class. And I think I was debating whether to get an alarm or something, but I just felt it would be a little difficult getting up from my seat and things like that. So I just prayed to Krishna to wake me up in time for the class. And 7:58, I kind of woke up for the class and immediately came to my desk. So it may take time to start the engine. I had a realization. I was writing it about it this morning. I already wrote my Monday morning greetings. Stay tuned for tomorrow, called Defriend the Police? ? And I was thinking of the variety of subjects I write on, from Krishna Leela to my health to eventually a social commentary. But I was already thinking of the next one. And I'm just going to share. It'll help me to get like in the groove. And it's going to be called The Road Less Traveled. It's a famous line from some poem, but it was a book by a psychologist named Scott Peck. It was a bestseller. And I mean, some of the ideas he had is that, you know, we try not to delay gratification and we avoid pain, but sometimes that road, and I guess it's the road less traveled, is the direction we need to go to get to the place we're going. So I was just thinking of that because I woke up one morning and then I felt that my sadhana kind of crashed. Crash means I'm not doing below the minimum, but I was doing so much more. And then when I got ill, it really, really went down. But the message I got was, your sadhana has crashed, no excuse. No excuse. And that became a thought. And then I was thinking why the sadhana kind of crashed. And it is, and it's connected to what I was talking to now, is that in meditation, I learned this when I studied the Yoga Sutras, you never start from the point of samadhi. The greatest yogis, they can't go into samadhi immediately. At best, they can start from the seventh stage, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Actually, it's astanga, there are stages, but dharana, dhyana, samadhi. So it's like you don't start a car at fifth gear. You got to go through the other gears. So I was thinking that with sadhana, you got to go through the other gears. And what I see is there has to be an initial, you know, effort, you know, to get up to the absorption stage, to get up to this taste stage. It's very rare that you just sit down and there's taste. At least this is my experience. But you have to focus and become absorbed. So I saw, because I was having some health challenges, that period became much more of a struggle. And then I saw the psychology of the mind, how it rather take the easy path than do the work. It rather take the, and what you need for the easy path is you need an excuse. So I had my excuse, my health. So the easy path, reduce your austerities. Of course, I'm not denying that health challenges can sincerely affect one, but I'm just saying the general. And, you know, after I had that thought, I had some very good sadhana, because what I saw is, and right now I'm just focusing on my inner life, and what Krishna is doing to give me that inner life. And what I was thinking of is that, let me get this thought clearly. Yeah, that in health, I had strength and power. But you have to be careful that that doesn't make it mechanical. Now, where there were challenges, the strength had to be the heart. And I had to use the challenges to pray to Krishna more deeply. Anyway, I had a lot of realizations like that. So I'm saying that in the same way that getting off my chair, just having woken up and rolled into the class in kind of a not the preparatory mode I like, sitting here much before the class, that it takes time to rev up. And anyway, therefore, I share. The easiest thing to do is just share what I was just writing and thinking this morning. Okay, let's get to the story. Wow. Let's sing a little bit. Paramakaruna pahu duijana Nittai Gora Chandra Sababata Sarashiramani Kevala Ananda Kanda Bajo Bajo Bai Chaitanya Nittai Sudita. Wait. Bajo Bajo Bai Chaitanya Nittai Sudidha Vishvasa Kori Vishaya Charya Se Rase Majya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Okay, I'm using every tool I could get to elevate my consciousness for this class. Paramakaruna. There are two most merciful personalities, Paramakaruna, Pahu Dujina, Paramakaruna, Pahu, Nittai Gora Chandra, Nittai and Gora, Sabavatar, of all the avatars, Sarashiramani, Shira, the head, jewel, the crest jewel. Sababatar Sarashiramani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Because they gave a process which is Kevala Ananda Kanda. It's the Kanda, Kevala Ananda, that's only pleasure. You can only say this. You can only say this about the practice of bhakti. Susukam kartam avyam, the Bhagavad Gita says, it's joyfully performed. So why is it that? Because every other activity that is done, the goal is not the activity. The goal, which means the happiness you're seeking, is not the activity. The activity is a means to the happiness. If you're doing karma kanda, vayam natu vitriptatma uttama shloka vartate yachrinvatam rasaganam swadu swadu pade pade, you get tired of the yajna, of the material sacrifice, and you want the fruit of the sacrifice, not the sacrifice. And the process of Gyan is austerities. Your goal is not more austerities. But in bhakti, there's no goal. Real bhakti, there's no goal. There's no goal in real bhakti. You're not doing it for anything else besides the activity of devotion. So Kevala Ananda Kanda, it's the path which is only blissful. So that's what this is about. Nija Nam Ras. Where God to relish the highest pleasure, which is devotion for him, becomes a devotee and adopts the process of devotion, which is to chant God's name. So Nija Nam Ras. He's getting the Ras of what? Not name, Nijanam, his own name, but he's not in the mood of himself. He's in the mood of another. He's in the mood of Radha. So we see he's this is his activity, and we're getting some insight into that activity, and it's nocturnal kirtans. And he's opening his heart, because that's what kirtan means, when the bhava is expressed by the discipline of music, and that heart opening relish is done with those who are confidential. So he's opening his heart and he's trying to relish Nijanam Ras, the names of God with his associates, and it's closed off, because the hearts will close themselves if there's someone there who doesn't, is not confidential and doesn't understand what those hearts are when they're expressed, will not understand that Advaitacharya is just running from one side of the room, this old man with arthritic knees, bouncing and running from one side of the room to other, chanting Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. And he wouldn't understand that Nityananda and Gadadhar are holding hands and whirling around, and Lord Chaitanya is exhibiting symptoms. He's crying and he's shaking. And all the astika sattvika bhavs, the eight involuntary bodily manifestations of the highest form of love of Godhead. So they weren't letting anybody in. I mean, you know, we're catching up here. And we have the scene of why, because the outside people are don't understand devotion. Don't understand, especially at the early days when the devotees were chanting such beautiful kirtans in New York, and people did not understand it. And in some places, people could object to it. So we see that and then there's one Brahmin, Paramasadhu, very saintly, tapasvi. He's very austere, nirdosha. He's without any faults. And he begs Srivas Thakur to let him in. And Srivas Thakur says, oh, Lord Chaitanya won't even in, but this person, he'll just stay in the corner. And he's very austere. He has like a sadhu. He just drinks milk. I had one old man that was very, very close to me when I came, very distinguished man when I first came. And his diet for 50 years was milk, yogurt, fruit, boiled sabji. There was nothing else. There was no spices. There was no grains. There was no sweets. Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy, and then it stopped because there was someone else there. When you're speaking, I told you this, that as a speaker, for me to be inspired, I have to feel that the audience is of one mind. I'm speaking to one mind. therefore, if someone from an outside, say, you know, said to me, you know, can my friend, you know, join the class? Does he know anything about Christianity? No. I think I would pick up on it. I know when I speak, I can pick up. I work very hard to try to create one mind. And when you give class, information is given, but there's also an uplifting feeling just being in a community where you feel you're one mind. It talks about in Rasa theory, the limited concept of I. The egotistic concept of I, that I'm the center. But this uniform, when you feel this unity, like a symphony, where everyone's together, it's uplifting. What to speak when you want to experience this rasa. So Lord Chaitanya said, someone's here, oh no, there's just one Brahmi who takes milk. Lord Chaitanya puts his hand in the air. You can't attain me by just drinking milk. And that's such an important statement in one sense, because this is why Bhakti Mam Abhijanati, you can only understand God by devotion, not by any material prerequisite. Because understanding God means God revealing himself to you. And revelation of being is only done in love. And because our concept of God is being, is person, God does not have the defect of impersonality. He cannot be less than us. And he certainly can't be less than the most beautiful part of ourselves, which is heart or personality. So it's only happening in love, and he lets it be known. And the Brahmin leaves, but a very important point, I'm just repeating the last class, I do that, so it's nice that we remember the point. He said, I did not act appropriately. Lord Chaitanya is right. This is one of the most powerful spiritual considerations and one of the most difficult. Remorse and admittance of defect. Because admittance of defect is one of the greatest affronts to the false ego, our conception of the self in superiority. That's why, even though we're all devotees, if we get into an argument and someone is proving us wrong, it's so hard to take. Maybe intellectually now we're thinking no, but wait till the next time happens. When you're wrong. So it's really something. I did not act appropriately. And then Lord Chaitanya calls him back and blesses him and starts to dance ecstatically. And all the devotees pay obeisances. And another great lesson is learned from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Only by devotion own your mistakes. Again, that realization I had for my next Monday morning greetings, not tomorrow, the one after, of how the mind looks for excuses. It looks to avoid the road less traveled. And that's the problem with victim consciousness. People are looking for an easy way out rather than accept responsibility. This Scott Peck, he made some statement, I can't get it. He said, evil people, rather than admit their own failures, will hate and attack others. And I'll add, left or right. Evil people will attack and hate others rather than admit their own failures. So another great point was learned. And then it describes this scene of everyone going to see the Lord, and he's giving blessings to people. May you all attain devotional service to Krishna. Do not speak anything other than the names of qualities in Krishna. And then he recommends chanting, and there's no other way but chanting. And this is one of the main themes of the Chaitanya Bhagavat and of Lord Chaitanya's mood, chanting. Somehow this has to be our focus. And whatever challenges there are, we somehow have to center our life on this or develop a program to do so. You can't avoid that. They engage their bodies and minds by constantly chanting the names of Krishna and meditating on the Lord's lotus feet. So they were doing japa also. Softly chanting, meditating on Krishna. I'll give some news. The official biography of Iendra Prabhu is pretty much close and prepared for press. When it comes out, it will be, it's professionally done at a standard that I don't think any biography or very few biographies written after Prabhupada were done. But I'm mentioning this because I was involved a little bit in some advisory role. And I was looking over the manuscript. And the inspiration of someone who dedicated himself to the holy name. And the results you can get from doing so. So you need those types of examples to keep our faith. And I think this book will be a great faith inspiration. Just as when Iendra Prabhu was here, the book will be called Iendra, the Kirtan Revolution. And the revolution in Kirtan that he was at the forefront of inspiring almost like no one else. Because this is the essence. And it's not ordinary. We're not ordinary. If you have come to this point of chanting the holy name in pure devotional service, pure devotional service means you understand that the goal of life is a certain selflessness and dedication to God and the will of God and following the will of God. And to come to that point, and at least come to the point where you're in contact with people who know that conception and are not giving religion for material goals or personal goals, even Gyan with the goal of liberation. Aho bata swapacha togriyan yajivagre vartate namatubhyam. Aho bata yajivagre. Even if one name is on a person's tongue, it's not ordinary. Aho bata, oh, how wonderful. Aho bata swapacha togriyan. How glorious. Yajivagre vartate. He's performed all austerities. He's gone to all holy places. Is it not an ordinary thing? Manushanam sahasresu kastyajatati siddhaya. Many, many millions of men. Hardly one endeavors for perfection. Of those, hardly one knows the truth. In the evenings, they gathered in their houses and performed kirtan while clapping their hands. In this way, the son of Sachi inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names from village to village. The Lord stood up, embraced each one of them, and then offered his garlands to them. With straw between his teeth, the Lord appealed to them, "O brothers, worship Krishna day and night." Advancement in bhakti makes one humble. Because bhakti is a yearning for God. And you yearn for what you don't have. And the deeper the yearning, somehow or other, which is that bhakti, the deeper the sense that I'm missing it. Or by your Krishna consciousness, you see God and therefore you're cognizant of your relative position. So Lord Chaitanya is also very humble. They all cried on seeing the Lord's anxiety. They then engaged in the process of sankirtan with their bodies, minds, and speech. What is liberation? Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira Nicholas to avapta jivan mukta suuje. What is called a jivan mukta, a liberated soul? One who is serving karmana manasagira with his body, his mind, and words. So kirtan, they're fully absorbed. Fully absorbed. And being in Lord Chaitanya's presence and seeing his humility made their own sinful mentality more apparent. And therefore that was also a crying and a yearning and a shelter. And that's so necessary. We have to understand both our value as an infinitesimal part of God and our sin of turning from that. And that has to be incorporated into our consciousness and our practice, because that consciousness creates that yearning. It's not, I'm okay, you're okay. There was a book, I remember it came out. I never read it, but I thought the title was so funny. I'm okay, you're okay. Jayadvaita Maharaj, who Swami, who we all love, likes to make fun of modern psychology. And he gave a psychology class, I'm not okay, you're not okay. Which is also part of Krishna consciousness. In great jubilation, all the inhabitants of Navadvip clapped their hands and chanted the names of Ram and Narayan. They all had mudangas, karatals, and conch shells in their home that they used during the Durga Puja. So Durga Puja is a religious ceremony worshiping Durga, who's the personification of the material energy, for material prosperity. So you can see how bhakti is. You don't stop what you're doing. You just shift and redirect it. And that's why it's such a beautiful path. And I always mention it's not renunciation. It's dedication. Everyone was happy now to use those musical instruments at the time of kirtan. In this way, the entire town became filled with chanting of the transcendental names, Hari, O Rama, Rama, Hari, O Rama, Rama. Now, another little story starts, which we'll begin, about a great devotee who is very humble, both in consciousness and what he actually had in life. Kolavecha Sridhar was walking down the same path, loudly chanting the names of Hari. When that servant of Sri Chaitanya heard the names, he became overwhelmed and began to dance in ecstasy. One, in Baba, the heart is soft. That's the one of the definitions of real devotion. And what does soft mean? That it changes. It becomes melting is an analogy for emotional. So you're easily emotionally affected. Emotionally affected by the Krishna consciousness. I told you I had one fairly close friend, maybe a little bit more of a mentor, an older Indian gentleman, and he, before he joined, he was a star athlete, but he was quite intellectual, and he joined one temple, and they engaged him in editing work, and somehow the combination of the food, lack of exercise, he got sick. And then, like happens when someone is new, they have challenges, and he left. He blooped to Govardhan. Someone told me about that, about Bhakti True Swami, because Bhakti True Swami, he got initiated. He joined less than 1 year before Prabhupada left the planet. And immediately Prabhupada gave him first, then second soon after, and then sannyas. I think I was there when he took sannyas. And then some devotees who were more senior were concerned. At best, that was their consciousness. They came to Prabhupada, What if he falls down? Prabhupada, don't worry about him. If he falls down, it'll be to the mode of goodness. Anyway, I forgot what point that was about, but I'll continue. The town's inhabitants saw how joyful he was. They gathered around him and performed kirtan. It's enthusiasm. Devotion is enthusiasm. Krishna kirtana gananartanatpano premamritambo nidhi dira dira janapriyo piyakaro nirmatsaro pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripa Baro Bhuvi Bhavo Paravahanta Rako Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yago Si Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yago Si Jiva Gopalako Krishnut Kirtana, the six Goswami, Ut Kirtan. Ut means significant. It means enthusiastic. Ut Kanta. Ut means neck. The analogy is of a bird stretching for a worm, is the analogy in nature given in the Bhagavatam. For enthusiasm. So bhakti is enthusiasm. We have to remember that because people need to be encouraged. Tamal Krishnamaraj once told me that. People need to be encouraged in devotion. There has to be that element there because devotion runs on enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is contagious. Prabhupada was a big fan of Charlie Chaplin. I'm not sure, there was some Harikesh Swami when he was Prabhupada's secretary. He was kind of watching a movie, and it may have been some Charlie Chaplin flip. Oh, he was sitting next to Prabhupada. I don't got this exact, so we can't it can't be repeated exactly Prabhupada said, but it was something like this. So Prabhupada saw him watching it and said, it's Maya. And then Prabhupada said, it's good Maya. It's good Maya. Prabhupada used to like when he was young, Charlie Chaplin. So he told one story, there's a famous story that Charlie Chaplin was at a dance. I don't know, someone put some glue on a seat or something. He sat down and he had a long coat that had tails. It was formal, so it kind of ripped down the middle a bit. And he went outside and then someone pointed it out to him and he was embarrassed. But instead what he did is he ripped the tails of the coat all the way up and started to dance wildly. And then it was so enthusiastic that other people thought this was great and everybody started ripping their things. So this kind of enthusiasm is contagious. And this is spiritual enthusiasm because the actions are a manifestation of devotion. So people gathered around and performed kirtan. As Shrira began to roll on the ground in ecstatic love, the materialistic laughed at him in a distance. This is why to express yourself fully, generally, you have to be a little cautious. But he just became overwhelmed and it was in public. So people laughed at him. One of those sinners said, oh, brothers, just look at him. Even that Kolavetra fella has become a Vaishnav. He has no clothes to wear and no rice to eat, yet he advertises, I am in ecstasy. Because that's part of the, what's called part of the Shaktas, part of the materialist worship of religion, that prosperity comes with it. And in the Christian church, that's called the prosperity gospel. I told you, my father had a dress. My father was a dress manufacturer. So he had a loft in Harlem. He had about 50 ladies working for him, and he had different contracts. It wasn't a very lucrative business, but it would pay the bills. It would pay the bills. My father worked very, very hard. And I remember visiting him there. And what I would love is these African-American ladies pressing the clothes, singing gospels. It was surreal. It was so good. And so much devotion. But there was a guy that was popular in the neighborhood, and he used to come and get a donation from my father. I guess he had to give him something. He's called, his name was Reverend Sam, the Money Man. And that was, you know, you worship God, you'll become prosperous. And that's basically what the Shaktas are, the materialists. So when they see someone like a Vaishnava who's so poor, you know, he said he has no rice, he has no good clothes. And then they become criticized. You know, I'm going to stop here for today because I do got another. I do got another class coming up, but if anyone would like to share a reflection on the class, something that they remember that they will carry with them after the class.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, is Radheshwari here.
Very nice, thank you.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Wonderful class. What it stayed with me today, it was that the most powerful spiritual consideration is remorse and admittance of our own defects. And because it confronts our false ego, it confronts our superiority, that false superiority. And that only by devotion we can actually admit our mistake. It was very nice.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
False ego is like a covers us from God. So yeah. When we confront it. Okay, thank you, Rajeshri.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Okay, anybody else have a reflection?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Kishori, Hare Bo.
Hare Bo. You know, something you said in the beginning really struck me, that when you're ill, the strength has to be strength of heart.
Yeah.
In practice. And then the challenge is to pray more deeply. But just that it's very easy to find reasons why to do less practice or to do less than normal, but the strength then comes from your heart. And I thought that was really powerful.
I would say we can do less than normal, but we can make an excuse to do less than we should do. Because sometimes with health, we are very much reduced in the amount we can do. But we have to be careful that that doesn't become an excuse to do less than we should. And that's what I felt with myself. Right now, I can't do what I was doing when I came back from India. I got to build up to that. But I felt I was doing less than I should. And I was just seeing how the mind works, for the less the road, less travel. Thank you for remembering that, Jai Kishori. Something else?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Shradanjali Devi Dasi. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Hi, Bo.
Yeah. I have found that in my own life, pain is a very good teacher if you are willing to listen.
Wow. That's a nice
and one. And there's very many fruits that can come from it, like patience, endurance, and it helps ground you too. I mean, there's a lot of downsides, but that's how I have seen it in my life. Thank you for bringing all that up.
Thank you. That's a nice one. Pain is a good teacher. We don't wish it on anyone, but no. we can't say how God deals with us to give us himself. And each person has a different form of mercy. But no one gets away from Kala, from time. No one gets away from time. Okay, anybody else? Thank you.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Hi, Krishna. Just while we're on, I wanted to just add a detail. You had mentioned about His Holiness Bhakti Charuswami. He received first and second at the same time, and then sannyas just 3 months later.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that attests to his qualities is that Prabhupada recognized them. I mean, what more can you say, huh?
It's amazing. He had only maybe 1 year association direct with Srila Prabhupada, but it was so deep and so intimate. That was incredible.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. You edited that biography of his. What is it called?
Yes, Ocean of Mercy.
Ocean of Mercy is a biography. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Narma Sakhi here.
Hey, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I like that point about advancement in bhakti makes someone humble because he's yearning for God. And the other thing was that spiritual, enthusiastic. It was just remind me of the kirtan we had in Mayapur.
Wow, which one? The one with Niranjan Swami?
All of them. And the one we had in the temple.
I like the one when we went down Tarampur Road.
Yeah.
And there was that, well, your son was absolutely ecstatic. That was for sure. Absolutely ecstatic. But yeah, what I like is when there was that Islamic scholar in, what is it called? The dress she wore. But she was in the religious attire, and we were
chador. They call it chador.
And then we're going down Tarampur Road to Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, and your group from wherever you're from, we don't say that, but your group never went to the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And Tarampur Road is like real Mayapur. It's just, you know, just trees on the side. And it's, and our kirtan was so ecstatic. And then the last day we all met and we did kirtan, and people would say what their favorite place was and why. And then I remember that Islamic scholar, when I called on her, she had a smile and she opened her eyes and said, "This is Mecca."
I remember, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Surya
Radhika.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Hare Bhav. That was a, were you at that one time?
Yeah, of course, we love this. And it was so nice. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, Hare Bhav.
Thank you very much. And whenever you sing, Maharaj, you take us to the Dom again. Thank you, Mark.
That will happen soon. Okay?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Gemala Tarrada.
Oh, good to see you.
Let's... Likewise, Maharaj. I'm also going into the same tour.
What's that?
I'm going to the dam too with the two ladies.
Yeah, okay. We'll all go together.
Okay.
Check on me this week, okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
On my health. Okay, I'll give you kind of a report on what I've been doing, okay?
Great, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yeah, this is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna, yes.
Yeah, I just really appreciated the clarification you made for Jai Kishori, you know, because I was kind of wondering about that, about sickness, you know, and succumbing to it.
Right, that's an important thing.
Yes, yeah, so I appreciated that.
It may debilitate and lessen your practice, but it shouldn't use it as an excuse to lessen it more than it you are capable of. Yeah. Okay.
And also, you know, I mean, you've said it so many times, but I really appreciate the realization that, you know, to the extent that you're doing an activity for some goal is the extent to which you cannot really, it cannot really make you happy. You know,
and to the extent that it's not pure bhakti.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Gail. Gail, I think what you should do is save up questions, and you'll get a private. Okay.
Oh, Raj, thank okay. you.
Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Oh, Nityangi.
Thank you. Thank you for your...
Were you there in that Tarampur Kirtan?
Yes, yes.
Remember
the Kirtans with you in India, everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me crying.
One thing I remember is we went to see Niranjan Swami.
Yes. At the roof?
Yeah, and not the time of the roof, but actually in his room, and there was a veranda.
Oh, yeah.
And he started to do kirtan, and then all your group's Vaishnavas just got up and started to dance immediately with such enthusiasm, right? Like such enthusiasm. And then the group left, you know? And... I was sitting and talking, about 15 minutes later, we hear this ecstatic kirtan in the distance. And the Ranjan Swami said, "What's that?" And I said, "That's the kirtan of the such and such Vaishnavas." It really had, because in these countries, there's no deities. So the holy name has to be the deity. So it's a special facility to give attraction to the holy name. Okay.
We are always thirsty, Maharaj. We are always thirsty for the holy name.
Thank you. Haribo.
Haribo.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. It's Vrajadevi.
Oh, wow. So nice to hear. But you're going to Pilates, what's it called?
Prabhupada Desh.
You're there now?
I'm there. Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm in Prabhupada Desh. Yes, yes.
And you're living in the ashram doing service for a week?
Yes, yes, yes.
How beautiful, huh?
Beautiful, yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Anybody else want to say hello?
This is Sri Gandharvika.
It's Shikandarita, a nice community, huh? So many nice people.
Wow. Yes. I'm really missing Gail's question.
What's that?
I'm really missing Gail's question.
Oh. I'll have to, Gail, we'll do a three-way when she does the questions, okay?
Thanks for the plug, Shikandarita. I need it.
Okay, we'll do a three-way Zoom, okay? Gail?
Yes.
Okay, we'll arrange that, Sri Gandharvaka.
That'd be awful. I can't refuse.
Okay. Okay. Okay, anybody else? Say hello.
Hey, Krishna Guru Maharaj. Welcome, Vinda.
Hi, Bo.
Hey,
well.
Good to see
you. I guess I'll see you relatively soon, but not before a week.
Okay.
Maybe two. Yeah.
Maybe just 1 week.
Yeah. I will tell you about my ecstatic acupuncture treatment.
Oh, okay.
I love all the things sticking out of my head and my. It was good. They said the next time, because I have a tolerance for pain, they're going to use bigger needles. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Tiffany.
Tiffany, Hare Bo.
I'm glad to see you're looking a little brighter today. I'm happy to see that.
I'll have to tell you also that looks are deceiving. And you're only seeing me from the neck down. And bhakti is transcendental. You just become absorbed in another world. I'm very careful what I eat, and I'm trying to regulate it, but it's not gone yet. But let's see, some progress, hopefully. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class.
Wow. And always the extra preparation, a little remembrance of our mentor and friend, His Holiness Bhakti True Swami. Great to see you, Henry. Thank you. Okay, I hope. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wow. Increasing my separation.
Thank you. Very nice class today. Thank you very much.
You know, in the pandemic, at least it's kind of gave birth to this.
Yeah. But,
you know, even in a city and, you know, there's a center, it's, you know, we really want the Krishna Katha. So that's it. Good. Thank you. Good. There you go. Hainu and glory. Yes. A few more people want to say hello.
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, this is Keith Shuri Radha.
Hey, and Sudama. Toti Gopina.
Okay. Okay, Tota, Hare Bo, Kishori, Sudama.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Let me see you again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for wonderful class, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
So happy. It's like you and your friends. It's good too, because you could also be with your friends, all these wonderful people.
Yes, yes.
That were with us together. In my favorite scene in Mayapur is when we went to the Panchatattva.
Yes.
And there was that one older man who was a devotee for 30, 35 years, a simple man who never before was in India. Many of you were in India. You went to Vrindavan, the Govardhan retreat. So Mayapur was new. But you were in India before, so he probably never saw deities before. Yes. And he walked into that Panchatattva and saw the Panchatattva, and his knees began to shake. He almost couldn't stand up. So that was one of my favorite remembrances. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Anybody else like to say hello? This is like one of my favorite parts. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. It's Krishna Premi. Okay. Hare Krishna.
I just got your
letter from
the letter. I'll have to answer.
Okay.
How's the weather there? Rainy?
Yes. Every day almost.
Hare Krishna.
We are on the video. It's very hot.
Sorry, it's very hot in Mayapur. I'm sorry. Sorry,
We should talk again.
I don't hear what he's saying.
Yes, yes. You want to hear?
You speak?
Was Maharaj saying something?
Yeah.
What was he saying? I didn't hear.
We'll talk to you later.
Oh, okay, Maharaj. Okay.
Okay, we'll talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I'm curious about the acupuncture, how you can accept all the Chinese acupuncture?
How?
Is it the Chinese acupuncture that you are receiving?
How did I receive it?
Yeah, no, the acupuncture that you just talked about, the treatment on your head.
Yeah.
Is it difficult?
All my body.
All your body. Oh, normally it's difficult for Westerners to accept. So I'm very curious.
They're increasing the size of the needles now because I was too easily accepting the pain.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great to see you.
Yeah. Me too. Hare Krishna.
Hi, Bo. Great to see Radha Charan too.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Brajarade.
Brajarade, nice to hear from you again. Maybe when I go down there, we'll visit you again when I'm in New Jersey.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Wow. One or two more people, and then I'm going to leave and get ready for the next class. Okay, we'll go now. It was great. Somehow I woke up out of bed and was able to give class. Okay, Hare Krishna.